We're chatting with Sarah Downhour. She's a part of the East Ottertail County 4-H, and we're chatting with her as we do every month to kind of get a little bit of what's going on over at the East Ottertail County 4-H. So, Sarah, great to talk to you again. What's going on?
You know, just keeping busy. We have some different programs closing up here and then some new ones starting. So tonight we start our dog training program where kids can bring in their dog and they learn how to train them themselves. And so really the kids are getting that education and also the dogs are getting trained and then they can go on. They meet throughout the summer. So they're starting tonight at 6 o'clock at the New York Mills bus garage and we'll go Wednesdays throughout the summer, and then they finish out the summer with a dog show, and then kids from there can even go on to the state dog show down at the state fairgrounds in September. So it's a great program that we have going, and so if anyone's interested in that, that starts tonight at 6 o'clock. We do need to make sure that, like, dogs have all the proper paperwork and stuff, but great program that we'll start up for the summer tonight, now that the snow is finally starting to melt.
Yeah, and you know, the snow finally starting to melt. We can finally start to think in that spring and summer mindset, and a busy time for you guys over in the 4-H field. What are some things you have coming up or some things that people need to be mindful of for East Ottertail County 4-H?
Yeah, definitely starting to think summer. You know, we have our animal ID deadline. So if anyone's interested in showing animals this summer at the fair or the state fair or getting signed up for summer programs, we have the animal ID deadline of May 15th that they need to have those all ID'd. And then, yeah, starting to think about different summer programs and camps and children's garden. We'll start up our children's garden in the end of May here, and each of the kids will get their own spot that they can plant a garden, and we have master gardeners that help with that and teach the kids the best ways to plant a garden, and they, you know, take care of that garden throughout the summer, and they get to take home all of their produce. And then we learn things around, like, nutrition, so they are able to pull things right out of their garden, and we make different snacks and meals from what they pull out of their garden. They do some different crafts, and it's a really fun program to get kids outside and digging in the dirt a little bit. And so those will be Friday mornings throughout the summer, not every week, but almost every other week throughout the summer. And so getting kids signed up for that, and that's for the kids who are just finishing grades 1st through 6th. If anyone's interested in that, give us a call. And then we also have some different camps going on this summer. The main one that we do is overnight camp at Faith Haven, and that's for kids in any county who can come, and you don't have to have prior 4-H experience or anything. You can come, and we have just a lot of fun, different games and recreation. There's swimming. We do bonfires and different education. We haven't picked out the theme yet, so I can't say for sure what that's going to be, but just, you know, your good old-fashioned traditional overnight 4-H camp, and that's June 8th and 9th right outside of Battle Lake, and that's for kids who are just finishing up grades 3 through 6. So another fun thing just to, you know, be thinking about summer and what you can get your kids involved in this summer. And we have some great programs to really get them involved no matter what their interests are.
And, you know, you mentioned that there's a whole bunch of different things, different interests, whether it's cattle, whether it's livestock generally, whether it's a garden, whether it's just a day camp, and so many other things in between that really make 4-H so appealing. And just what's your message to people who might be on the fence, or some people who maybe don't know if it's for them? What's your message to them to try and get them to be a part of these activities that you have coming up over the next couple months?
I would say, you know, just give it a try. Give us a call. I would love to have a conversation with you about what your kids are into, because pretty much whatever they're into, we can find a program that they would really enjoy. and that they might want to try out, or find new sparks and interests that might, you know, be a lifelong passion for them. So really getting them involved and figuring out what they're interested in now and kind of diving deeper in that, it's just a great way to do it. And if there's any volunteers out there, any adults who would like to volunteer and share their passions and interests, we'd love for that too, especially looking for a shooting sports volunteer, someone who'd like to be trained in how to work with youth and teach them how to handle firearms safely and do that throughout the summer. That's another program that will get going here soon now as the snow melts, is our shooting sports program. Right now, mainly doing like trap shooting, but if we can find some more instructors, we can get them doing archery, tomahawk, BB gun, air rifle, air pistol, all sorts of different things, and really teaching those kids how to use those safely, because we know that, you know, hunting is big in this area, and we want to make sure that kids know how to use them properly and use that safely, and so just a great program and, you know, another interest area that kids might want to dive deeper into.
Last question for you here, Sarah. If anybody is interested in volunteering, like you said, or interested in being a part of East Ottertail County 4-H, whether as a kid or as an adult, how can they do that? Who should they reach out to?
They can call me. My number is 218-385-5420. Or they can send me an email. It's Sarah U, so SARAHU at UMN.edu. Or just look us up online or on Facebook, East Ottertail County 4-H, and we'd love to hear from you.
We're talking with Sarah Downauer. She's a part of East Ottertail County 4-H. A lot of stuff happening as they get into a pretty busy time of year for everyone at East Ottertail County 4-H. Sarah, we appreciate the time. We look forward to talking with you next month, and hopefully the weather stays just as nice as it has been this week.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you.
If you missed any part of this interview, head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or check out the KWAD Facebook page.